and you're listening to Good Morning Grand Haven. It is 6:45. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy. On the line, Ottawa County Commissioner Roger Bergman. Good morning, Roger. How are you?
Good morning, Mary Ellen. I'm doing well.
Good to hear. My top story this morning, Ottawa County has hired its second interim county administrator, Benjamin Wetmore, in giving him a lot more power. The Ottawa County administrator shall supervise the operations and performance of all county departments and department heads except corporate counsel and elected officials and their officers, and with the approval of the board, appoint and remove all department heads other than elected officials, according to the job description. You voted no. Can you tell us why?
Well, first of all, one of the concerns that I have is that expanded authority that has been given with this new contract. And my concern is that all of a sudden the administrator is not only able to, hire and fire directors of departments, he is also able to deal with all employees. So, my concern, which I brought up last night, and, of course, Joe poo-pooed the idea and told me that I was fear-mongering.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that, employees, if they crossed Ben Wetmore the wrong way, he could let them go. And it's not right. That's not an administrator's job. An administrator's job is to make sure that all the department directors are doing their job, but department directors are responsible for each of their employees, not the administrator.
Why the rush? Why the rush on this? They could have done it next week during a regular meeting. Why the rush?
My concern is that, this is the Joe Moss show that we've seen once again last night. He's calling the shots. I think they've got some agenda.
Okay.
I think they want to hire the department director of the HR department because I believe that they probably want somebody with similar thinking.
Okay.
To run that department going into the new year.
Okay, so maybe that was why this was rushed. I don't know. I know I have
Could
seen.
Be.
I have seen.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We're only speculating.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. And speculating. That doesn't get you a whole lot of. But some have said, are you concerned about the general election now?
Yeah.
I mean,
Ben is also an election denier, right? So. Yeah.
That's why I'm asking you. Was this done leading up to the election for a reason? I don't know. That's speculation. We don't know.
Yeah.
I suppose we'll find out. I have you on the line, and so I should ask you, the Ottawa County employee survey, can we touch on that a little bit? It wasn't good.
Yeah, it was not good. It was like 23% of the employees were not favorable towards what's happening with the county board, did not trust the county board. When I think back 3 years ago, the trust level with employees was sky high. I mean, when I say sky high, I mean, it was very high. And every time we did an evaluation of employees, especially the last 10 years, we had a very high score. There was very few employees that felt negatively towards administration. And that's flipped. That's completely flipped. We have more so than completely flipped.
Yeah.
There's hardly any trust at all. And I can't blame them. I don't trust my fellow commissioners either.
That's a tough spot to be in.
And then they hire someone to be the administrator who they for sure don't trust. So they not only did they get this evaluation that shows lack of trust, they go ahead and hire someone to lead who is even less trustworthy. It's kind of like a slap in the face to employees. It's kind of like giving them the finger, right?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I shouldn't be so rude, crude,
well,
or whatever.
Sometimes that's the only way to describe something.
When Patrick Waterman was there working with John, I remember Patrick telling me that John did not give him anything to do. He wasn't doing very much at all because he wasn't getting any direction from John Gibbs at all.
I see.
Whitmore came in. You know, my understanding is that he really wasn't doing much either.
Mm.
But, you know, again, what I heard from some of the employees.
Okay. Now, there's a meeting next week, and then you're having another evening coffee session, but that's in November, correct?
I am not having another one.
You're not? Okay.
I do not have another one. No, I'm not.
Okay, I thought
I'm
you were.
I'm going to spend... I'm going to spend some time with my family in Maryland, as I always do around Thanksgiving.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
So I'll be missing that board meeting.
You will. Okay. All right. Well, listen, stay in touch. And I know there's a board meeting next week, I believe. If I'm right, I'll have to check on that. You know, we'll see how this all pans out. I did want to say that Joe Moss did said that it's not a controversial thing. It's just a deputy administrator who's going to perform on an interim task and then go back to deputy when they hire the Ottawa County administrator. So we'll have to wait and see when that happens. So I appreciate you checking
Correct.
In and sharing your thoughts on all of this.
Yep.
And, well, you know, just got to continue to move forward and see how this all pans out.
It's all going to be at the hands of the new commission in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have to begin the process of cleaning up the mess.
Thanks for being on the air with us. We appreciate it, Roger.